U.S. President Joe Biden has a new goal in his vaccination drive against COVID-19.
He wants to have 70% of adults in the country get at least one dose by the 4th of July, Independence Day. Data shows the current level at 56%.
That means giving close to 100 million shots, some first shots, other second shots, over the next 60 days. Of course, Americans can still get shots after July 4th, but no one should wait. Let's try to hit that 70% mark, at least with one shot before that day.
He urged young people in particular to get the jab. President Biden's push comes as the U.S. vaccination push appeared to be losing steam. Rollout started in December, and the number of first doses rose, dipped in February, and when a winter storm hit the Northeast, and then rose again and has been falling since mid-April.
Part of the blame goes to a temporary pause on Johnson & Johnson's one-shot vaccine as officials investigated reports of rare side effects. You can see a similar pattern here for total jabs each day. The knock-on effect is that the number of fully vaccinated people is also falling.
For more, Simon Marks is joining us from Washington, D.C. So, Simon, so what's causing this fall from mid-April, and what is the Biden administration doing to encourage more people to get the jab?
Well, there's been a bit more bad news here tonight, Julie, because the Centers for Disease Control down in Atlanta has just released fresh data that shows that so far this week, only 1 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine have been taken up by members of the public in the United States. And to put that into perspective, that is the lowest level of vaccine delivery that the United States has achieved since March the 10th, when the vaccine program was in its relative infancy. There are all sorts of potential factors playing into this, and undoubtedly the pause in the use of the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine may have sown further disquiet about the safety of vaccines, particularly among vaccine skeptics in the United States, of whom there are tens of millions. But it is that vaccine skepticism that President Biden sought to confront head-on today, urging Americans under the age of 65 to do their patriotic duty and get vaccinated. And he held out the prospect of a range of incentives for people to get vaccinated, including, of course, the incentive that after you're fully vaccinated, the CDC says that you can take your face mask off when you're in public, provided you're not in a large group setting. But he went further than that, saying that there are plans to offer discounted tickets to sports franchises, discounted merchandise at those sporting events to people who have been vaccinated. And here in Washington, D.C., the mayor announced that later this week, anyone who shows up at the Kennedy Center to get vaccinated will be given free beer for having taken on the vaccine. The Biden administration knows that this is going to be a major challenge now, attaining herd immunity. And the indication from President Biden and the White House today was that they are now ready to enjoin that battle.
Sounds like American politicians are pulling out all the stops to try to get people to want to take a jab. Thanks very much for that, Simon. Simon Marks in Washington, D.C.
Thanks for listening to Simon Marks Reporting. And if you like what you heard, click the subscribe button and come back soon for more. And I'd love it if you'd give me a review. Those can be hugely helpful in spreading the word. Thanks a lot. More from me soon.